Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one lovable package, Glenn Klein Online. During a beautiful month in Tampa Bay for August 2022, the only eighth month of 2022 in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a last full month of the summer of 2022. Eva. Yeah, this is it. The last full month. Next month, of course, becomes autumn. It's part summer, part fall. The official start to summer, of course, is the autumnal equinox, which is September 2021. But the unofficial start to fall, of course, is Labor Day weekend, when everybody breaks out the barbecue. We're going to be talking about laboring in September's Quality Podcast. But as we record the Your Righteous Summer Tour, 2022 continues, having a great time traversing the fruited plain, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it. Not the original with Rush. There's really no original thought. You realize that, right? Every thought has been thought before, at least in the mind of the creator. And now we, as a corporate species, the human species, we're the creator. That's just how the creator chose to do it. So that's very good news. Here's some more good news for you. Your first session with this here life coach is free. So if you've ever wondered about life coaching or this particular respective individual life coach, give me a call at 813-363-9545. I am taking on one new client this month, and you could be him or her, or non-binary if you that's not your pronoun of choice. We don't care. We don't judge here on GKO and at Klein.coach, the ever-increasing wonderful new website that my boy Daniel Rouse helped me develop, Klein.coach, where you can see all the Coacher's Corner blogs and the testimonials. You'll be encouraged. Go to the testimonial page, the success stories. Heidi Wood did not successfully say success stories the first time, but you'll read yourself in some of those stories, and you too could be assisted in your life journey. That's what we do. That's why we're doing these podcasts during the summer tour, the Your Righteous Summer Tour of 2022, just to keep continuity and also just to encourage you. They're monologues. And this is why we're doing the story of the quilt every week, the little 5 minutes or so videos about the story of my t-shirt quilt. This is why I do the blogs. This is why I do everything. I get up in the morning, and I want to see how I can be a blessing in the earth to people today. And I'm a people too, so are you. Never, ever, ever, beautiful humans, use moi as your example. But you can use the modalities and the perspectives that I promote and share, because those are effective. We know that now. For example, the perspective of being a blessing in the earth, and that's your modus operandi, your MO, your raison d'etre, your reason for being, that you can take to the bank. When you get up and you figure out, how can I produce some random acts of kindness today? It, of course, comes back to you in myriads of ways. We don't reap what we sow, because if we actually, as human beings, reaped what we sowed, we'd be all dead. But we're not all dead. Eventually, we'll all be dead. But we're not, because we don't reap what we sow. However, that's a spiritual law that people like to promote, or what goes around comes around, or karma. That's all bullshit. Now, but what can happen and what does happen is like energy draws like energy, and you can create the atmosphere you live in. So if you choose to see the glass half empty and be a negative Nelly, that's your choice, and that's the life you live. But if you choose to see the glass half full, or in my case, in a growing number of other folks around the over 50 countries where this podcast goes into, and not only the people that are hearing the sound of my voice, but just are realizing what is true and what is real, you see not only the glass half full, you see it overflowing. That's how I choose to see it. Again, not pointing to me, but pointing to that perspective. There's perspective that we're going to be sharing on today is the importance of memory. Now, I did an entire video series in the process of releasing it on my t-shirt quilt. There's 20 unique t-shirts, and I dealt with every single square. You can go to my YouTube channel at Coach Glenn Klein on YouTube, and you can see the ones we've already posted, and we post one a week during the summer tour. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful, the stories and the memories. There's a wonderful blog on Klein.coach in the Coach's Corner on trinkets, why to have stuff around your house to remind you of stuff. I like to base my life as much as possible on science and rational and logical thought. That's why I never say I believe in God. I don't believe in God. I know God. I think there is God because I know you people exist and I know I exist. And there's a creation. And it just goes to reason. It's reasonable to think where there is a creation, there's a creator, whatever that creation happens to be. We have this magnificent creation called the universe and the earth and the sun and the moon that we base our entire existence on. Yes, we do. Our computer, the device that you're listening to this on, is based on how the universe works, based on how our brains work. That something, somebody created that. And if that somebody or something wanted to express him or herself to, or themselves, there's non-binary, in a certain way, did they? And I think they did. It's called the Hebrew Scriptures. It's predicting an existence for humanity that we've been living in, and more people are waking up to the fact that we actually are one. We actually are righteous. We actually are the Mashiach, the anointed one, the Christos, the Christ, as a unit, regardless, because we're human beings, not human doings. So we know scientifically, the research is very much in on this, that the adults with the best memories, primarily as children, but moving forward, are the most stable. Now, the good news is that as you do the meditative work, the affirmational mindfulness practice that is reflective, that you can read in the affirmations that I wrote and created an image on my website, or Angel's Song that we play at the end of every show, We Are Love, which you can read the lyrics and see or hear that song. I had a client of mine recently tell me that he listened to that song in one day 30 times because that acts as a renewing of the mind, a cleansing of the soul. I call it taking a brain poop. We need to get the toxins out. David Allen calls it taking a mind sweep, the modern day philosopher David Allen. Viktor Frankl calls it taking or having mental hygiene, cleansing. Paul, who was the Jewish rabbi named Saul, becomes the Apostle Paul. He called it the saving of the soul or the renewing of the mind, the cleansing of the soul. When you cleanse your soul, when you take a brain detoxification. Why do you say detoxification like that, Glenn? Because it's fun. Fun is good, you guys. Mike Vec, the son of the famous baseball owner and promoter Bill Vec, the late, great Bill Vec, wrote a book called Fun is Good, and it is. I was in Mike Vec's office at Tropicana Field promoting fun one time. A story for another podcast. Fun is good, and making memories on purpose, with a purpose, is really important. So you could just do things for fun. Laughter releases endorphins and adrenaline and balances out dopamine and serotonin levels. We know this scientifically. We know meditating that we are love and one and righteous and perfect internally is physically and emotionally beneficial. Look at Dr. Joe Dispenza's research. So if you're a parent or a grandparent or somebody involved with young people, if you provide positive childhood memories for them as they're growing up, guess what? They're going to be more stable adults, because memories are solicited through many things and constantly, but you can do it on purpose, with a purpose, by having trinkets around or a t-shirt quilt or music that you enjoy from when you were a kid or growing up as an adult, something that's positive in your memory bank. But even if you have awful memories, the cleansing of the soul, the renewing of the mind, the brain pooping, the mental hygiene can take care of your memories too. Because what it deals with is what's between your ears. It's nutrition for your brain. Your brain needs nutrition too. Of course, it's been said we are what we eat. That is true, both physically and mentally. And for some reason, hearing has a more dramatic effect than just seeing or reading. That's why you could read Angel's beautiful song, We Are Love. You could read the lyrics and be blessed by it. You can read great poetry. Maya Angelou's poems you can read. They're great. Or any famous writer or poem. But to hear them spoken, it's one of the reasons that Audible books are so popular. Because you can hear. And if you get one from Hannah and Angel's studio, the OSIS studio, in beautiful, about to be Atlanta again, you can hear that these books acted out. It has a much more dramatic effect if you hear the song versus just reading the lyric. That's why the affirmations spoken out loud are so important. Get them out of your mouth. Get in front of things both visually, but really important audibly, that touch your soul in a positive way, that are nourishment for your brain. So important, you guys. Memories come out through music and through sight and smell and sound. Smell those things on purpose, with a purpose. I've had three wonderful trips to the land of Israel, to the state of Israel. Now, there's no spiritual implication, in my humble opinion, to Israel anymore. There was before 2,000 years ago, before the Hebrew scriptures were fulfilled in Jerusalem, in Yerushalayim, by Yeshua, by Joshua, by Jesus. But his actual name is Joshua. It means salvation in Hebrew. What a good name for a savior. Why did we need salvation? It's a topic for another podcast, or you can just call me. I'm happy to engage. But I remember running the streets of the old city of Jerusalem, well, actually on the outside of the wall. It's just beautiful morning, and just the buses are running, and they're diesel. They're diesel. And I remember being back here somewhere. I think I was in Wisconsin, and I smelled diesel fumes, and immediately I was back in Jerusalem. Such a cool country. If you guys ever get a chance to go to Israel, go and enjoy it. The most beautiful people on the planet are in Israel. Not because they're any better. Everybody's perfect and righteous. But because in that little sliver of a land the size of the state of New Jersey, are 120 countries represented there. There's a massive mixture of humanity and talent. Genetics, you can't beat genetics. We're going to talk about that probably in October. She has her mother's laugh. But regardless, you can't beat genetics. And we know that mutts make the best dogs. And that the more you get inbred, the more trouble you have. So Israel, people say, well, they're just, you know, white European Jews. No. There's black Jews, there's Asian Jews, there's Hispanic Jews. They're called Sephardic. Ashkenazi are the European Jews. But in Israel, as long as you're Jewish, you can marry anybody. How about if, as long as you're human, you can marry anybody? That's called equal rights. That's called the spiritual rights movement. Everybody's equal in the sight of the Creator, of the Almighty, and in mine. Hopefully yours too. I don't brag on me. I brag on that perspective, though. We are all one. We are equal. That's why the United States of America has benefited so much, because the entire world is represented in nearing 350 mil. Yeah, and that's why the United States will always be special until the other countries of the world start, you know, letting people in. And I'm, again, I'm not advocating for open borders right now. Eventually, there will be no borders, like in 100 or 500 years from now. No countries, because our morality, our understanding of our true oneness is going to catch up with us. It's happening. I'm talking about it right now. John Lennon wrote a whole song about it, Imagine. Imagine the world. It's coming. We're not ready for it yet, and people are trying to jam it down people's throats. That's not effective. You got to prepare people's brains for the entrance of these ideas that are popping up through out of people's hearts into people's heads. But it gets discombobulated and miscommunicated. This is why communication is so important, to be precise. A lot of times we call this time of the year the dog days of summer, because it seems like it's hot and sticky and it's just never going to end. Let me assure you, people, enjoy the heat, because the cold is coming. Unless you live in the great state of Florida and other places. Even Florida gets cold in the winter, just not as cold. There's no holidays in August. There's that you make your own. Make your own memories this month. I realized there were no holidays in August when I was operating our tanning saloon, the world's only known sports bar for tanning in Brandon, Florida. We call it the Sun Bar Tanning Saloon. And we would do promotions every week, every month, and right around the holidays. So, of course, we had big promotion around Valentine's Day and Christmas and President's Day and every holiday. We would have 420, it became a big thing, April 20th. But there was no holiday. There is no holiday in August, except for Connor Tezzi Klein, our grandson's birthday is August 29th. Early happy birthday, con man. So I came up with a holiday. We called them Augustus Gloop Days, Augustus August, and we celebrated the life of the Willy Wonka character, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Augustus Gloop. We made it up. We just made it up. And we still are celebrating Augustus Gloop Days at the Sun Bar. Make it up. I read about one father that would take his kids on vacation, his family on vacation, and he would make sure there was some hiccup in the vacation, because you don't want life to be perfect, because it's boring. The exciting parts and the things that we remember usually are the hassles. And I'm not talking about tragedy, although obviously we remember those, but I'm talking about just the out and out F-ups. Did I just edit it myself? The out and out fuck-ups that happen, the screwy things. And you can laugh about them as they're happening, but he made sure that there was a problem. Because sometimes things do, not usually, but sometimes, but maybe things do go smoothly once in a while. So you want the hiccups. This guy made sure, he made sure that the memories of overcoming hiccups and hassles were there. Those are the things that we laugh most about, is when somebody falls flat on their ass on the ice. That's funny, maybe not to the person at the moment, but eventually they laugh about it. Dawn and I were up at our lake house in northern Wisconsin one time, and I was up there the whole summer. She came in for a few weeks, and I was always, and still am, the logistics guy, and I planned her flights, and in my mind, she was going home on Tuesday for some reason. I don't know why. And we were at our local tavern, which is a quarter mile on the lake, Pitlick Sand Beach Resort, the world's most picturesque place right on Sand Lake. And our house on Dam Lake is on the same chain, but just like within walking distance, a quarter mile. We rarely walk it because you don't want to be walking home after happy hour. You don't want to get too happy at happy hour either. So we said goodbye to all of our, or she said goodbye to all of our friends on that Monday night happy hour, because she was going home the next day. Until we got home, I was watching TV in the living room, and here's what I hear from the bedroom. Oh, my God! And I said, what? And Dawn runs out of the bedroom. She's got her plane ticket in hand. This is before we were making reservations on our phones. She said, I was supposed to leave Sunday. And she recognized immediately it was going to cost us significantly to get her home now that she missed her flight on Sunday. So this was a long time ago, but I had this philosophy at that point, and I still promote it because it works, which is you're going to laugh about it probably eventually anyway. Why not start now? If you can, if it's in you. I highly recommend it, and that's what I said to Dawn. We're going to laugh about this eventually. How about we start now? Oh, my God, you got to call the airline. So I called the airlines, and normally you try to make up a story if you're trying to get by on some institution or bureaucracy or big company or whatever. But I chose this route to tell the truth. And I asked for a supervisor right away, which they got me to because they're the higher-level gatekeepers. When you get to a gatekeeper, you want to make sure, if you're trying to get through, that the person that is the gatekeeper has the authority to let you in. And I know supervisors have more authority in those kind of large corporations, and so they gave me to the supervisor, and I explained. I said, this was completely my screw-up. I have no excuse. I just missed the date of Sunday, and now it's Monday night. And so the supervisor said, hold on, Mr. Klein, let me look. And she said, well, we've got a flight leaving the same time that you thought your wife's flight was on Tuesday, but it's going to cost you an extra $1,200 because that's what it costs to get you to Tampa from Rhinelander, Wisconsin. I said, well, that's pretty hefty. And she said, hold on for a second. And I hear the click, click, click of the computer in the background. She said, you know, I can get her home on Thursday, and it would just cost you the difference between the price of what it would have been, which is $150. I said, sold. So what would have cost us over a grand ended up costing us $150. And it extended Dawn's vacation by like 5 days or 4 days. And the next night when we walked into the resort, to Pilix, all the people were there for their happy hour and not expecting to see Dawn. And they're like, what happened? And she explained, and everybody was laughing about it and hugging on her. And it was wonderful. It was a wonderful memory. But that's a classic example of a screw up that turned. And here I am telling you the story all these years later. And we still laugh about it. Most screw ups are things you can laugh about them. I call them missed takes, not mistakes, missed takes. If you're involved in a film or a television series, they usually have a wrap party. When they wrap the series or the film up, they have everybody who is involved in the movie or the television series to get together. And typically they put a video or a film together of what they call outtakes, which are the screw-ups, the mistakes, the missed takes. And missed takes or outtakes in television or movie are just like life. They're usually hilarious, but they have these in common with real life too. They take time. They cost energy. Sometimes there's a lot of wasted time and money involved. It involves other people. Your mistake, your outtake involves your other actors and the videographers or the filmographers and the director, the producer, the people that want to go, the grips, the people that want to go, the lighting people that want to go home. But in the end, when they show all the screw-ups on film, it's hilarious. Now, so there are, granted, there are certain things that are not funny. But most things are, especially if you're doing the inner work, the meditation, the mindfulness practice. And I've told this story innumerable times, but the guy that molested me when I was 9 years old at camp comes back to visit as I owned the summer camp that I was a boy at Camp Menominee. And he comes back with his wife and two daughters to visit. And I didn't even know if he remembered molesting me when I was 9 years old in cabin 4. I chose at the time to just treat him like any alumni that would come and visit camp. I'd roll out the red carpet, great tour. I don't have many regrets in my life, but I regret not confronting him privately on it. But I asked him I said, John, what do you do for a living? And my 9-year-old molester, who was probably 18 at the time, 19 at the time, it was a molestation. It was pedophilia. But he was a priest. I find that funny now. I don't know. He was an Episcopal priest. Now, did he probably do the kind of shit he did to me? To other kids? Probably. It sucks. I think he's dead now. But even though John Henry did that to me, and I came home and I had bruises all over my body from him, and I told my folks, this was 1969, my folks did nothing about it. I mean, still today, people don't. They want to hide abuse and molestation and rape, and because it's like, what's wrong with me? That's why people want to hide it. They think something. There was nothing wrong with me. I was just there. And what John did to me was dwarfed in comparison to my folks not doing anything. It took me a long time. It took me 40 years to get over that. You talk about having to do some inner work, and you can hear my voice. I'm fine with it. I've done some shit to people. I've never molested anybody. But I've done some things that I'm not proud of that I hope they forgive me for. I forgive John. I forgive myself. And it's important for victims to forgive themselves. You were like, well, the victims don't do anything. Correct. Except they're living. Victims of violence and abuse and rape often feel guilty. So how do you get over guilt? You forgive yourself. For what? For thinking that there was something wrong with you. Because as you forgive yourself and as you forgive your perpetrator, you forgive yourself. Forgiveness is a choice that comes initially through your understanding that holding bitterness against your attacker does nothing to them. It only hurts you. That's a logical, rational thought. That's a scientific thought, by the way. So much bitterness turns into brain tumors and stuff, cancer, arthritis, all kinds of things, bad backs, all kinds of things, stomach issues. But the way to get over being bitter and becoming better from an effective standpoint is the meditation. Go to Coach or Klein.coach and you just read the affirmations right there. You can memorize them. That, therefore, they are totally accessible to your tongue 24/7. As soon as I wake up in the morning and realize that I'm up and starting a new day, I remind myself, Glenn, you are perfect, righteous, holy, sinless, blameless, and without a spot, without a wrinkle, and so is everybody else. And that everybody, I make it my own. I make it unique each time as much as possible. But I'll say something like, everybody that ever went to summer camp was molested, and everybody that never went to summer camp never was molested. That's everybody on the planet. And God are one. See how easy it is to encapsulate the entire planet in one thought? And then the last part of the affirmation that you can memorize is that nothing can separate us from the perfect love of God. We are the perfect love of God. And nothing can separate us from ourselves. So this is a done deal. This is finished. No matter how you feel, no matter what you do or don't do, you are righteous. What a good name for a series of videos and visits along the summer of 2022. Your Righteous Summer Tour 2022 continues and rolls on. As does Glenn Klein Online. Go to the website, Klein.coach, and enjoy it. Enjoy the videos, and let me hear from you at grow@coachglennklein.com, or you can call me, especially if you're hurting. And this is, you know, call the suicide hotline if you're suicidal, but you can call me too at 813-363-9545. If I can take the call, I will, and if you leave a message, I'll call you back as soon as possible. Promise. Double promise. Thanks for logging on. And we'll do it all again next time. We've got Angel's beautiful song coming up. Stay logged on for that. And until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying Shalom, everybody, which means peace. And hello, well, goodbye in Ivrit, in Hebrew. Love you. mean it.
Since you're knocking on the door, you're begging to come in, yeah. Unaware that all the wild has been knocking from within. You are the love you see, a perfect girl you need. Righteous, holy, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're lost and not a thing that you need, you're the love. Just remember to breathe and take a second off. Look, I'm just trying to